This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We've talked a bit about AI on the podcast, but that love of science and tech starts young for some Chicago students. In fact, right now is competition season, specifically for robotics. Yeah, that's right, robots. And Chicago students from Lane Tech are taking part. The name of their team is iconic, the Chicago-style Bot Dogs. We're checking in with seniors Gabby Weffer and Joaquin Valencia, junior Jane Bazell, and head coach Robert Berg. We got to talk about the name, Chicago-style Bot Dogs. What is the story there, Robert?
Oh. Well, actually, our previous coach, Lindsay Vetvik, who last year was her last year, coaching, she came up with a name, and I think it was joint with the rest of the team, came up with that name. And it's been the team name since 2018, I believe. Before that, we were Ex Machina. But when she came over, they changed the name.
Okay. Well, I got to look to the students now. I'm very curious, what made you get into robotics, Joaquin? I'll start with you.
All right. Starting with me. What made me get into robotics specifically was kind of just like the rush in my eighth grade year was basically, what high school am I going to? What do high schools got to offer? And I saw Lane Tech had a whole robotics program within it that after school, I was like, oh, this looks pretty cool. I might as well join it. I'm doing pretty decent here. Let's see if we get a little challenge going. Let's make something cool. And yeah, just robotics looks so good on Lane Tech in general.
Yeah.
But I might as well try it out.
So it's just, you just like to make things,
yeah,
it sounds like.
I love making things. And robotics specifically has given me a lot of skills to be able to do that on my own.
What about you, Jane?
For me, I was actually really scared of joining robotics at first because I'd only ever really had experience with programming. And robotics is like a physical thing. So it was really new to me, but I like took the plunge with gentle prodding from my mother. and I started learning more about like electronics and mechanical, and it was really exciting.
Yeah, and we're going to dig more into the skills in just a bit. But Gabby, I'm curious, what got you into robotics?
In middle school, I was just really always in love with building like tiny robots, starting with like the Lego EV3s. And so I've always worked small scale with robots. And when I went to Lane, I saw that they had a robotics team where I could work collaboratively with people. And I thought that was really interesting in building a big scale robot with skills that I had with other people that shared my interest.
I'm looking at you all. I'm thinking back to high school. I'm like, did I just waste my time? What was I doing?
Yeah.
So back to you, Coach. A robotics season, as I mentioned, just recently kicked off. So talk about the competition that your team is part of.
Yeah, so FIRST Robotics is an organization that, you know, brings teams from all over the world together and people from all over the world together to compete in this robotics competition. So on January 7th, they introduced a game to us, and it's a new game every single year. And then we basically have 2 months where we design, we prep, we make mistakes, but then we go back and iterate over it and try to build a robot to compete in that game.
So what is this game? What are you trying to make?
So this year, it is a pick-up-and-place game. So we have cones and cubes that we have to pick up from the floor or from some substations and put on either, they're called cone nodes, which is basically a pipe that we can put a cone on, and then platforms that we can put the cubes on, and they're at different levels. So part of the game is fully autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
So they just say, press go and see what they can do. And
my mind is just blown right now because I'm wondering where you even begin, Robert, because you get this challenge, make a robot that can independently move around and pick up cones and cubes.
Yep.
Then what?
And then they have to take them from one place, put them where they want to put them, and then do that over in about 2.5 minutes, and then they have 30 seconds to then get placed on a platform. Previous years, there's like climbing, so they'd have to like climb up a certain structure too.
Yeah.
This year, wow. It's kind of like this teeter-totter kind of structure that we have to level ourselves on along with two other robots from our team, which is random how they place you on teams. And so they have this, like, FIRST has this ethos of cooperation. So we're competing but still cooperating with each other at the same time. So the team aspect is every game that you play, you're with random other teams that you're competing with.
So, Jane, how do you prepare for something like this?
So we spend the first day, the day that we get the new game, we spend it just going through a bunch of different ideas. We split off into groups. We read all the rules. We discuss like a dozen different ideas of how we could pick up things, how we could extend ourselves out to reach the different nodes. And then we get into like our build season and we prototype all these different designs and figure out which would work best. And then we have to use a 3D modeling software. We use Fusion 360 to, like, make each part, like, exactly how, like, the dimensions it needs to be. And then we print those parts and get it built.
Wow. So do you make models, Gabby?
So we prototype. So we prototype in real life using scrap metal, scrap wood. It really depends on what we want to prototype. But most of the time, once we have our final prototype, once we see that it can work well with the motors, work well within a system, then we start 3D modeling it so we can get cleaner cuts, cleaner holes, make it a nicer, sleeker robot.
Yeah, that's so cool to me. You're going up, Joaquin, against dozens of teams, right? Like 40 or 50 nationwide. How fierce is the competition, you think?
I mean, sometimes.
Or are you not even worried about that? Because you seem real cool.
I mean, what we bring to the table is what we've been building throughout the few weeks that we get to actually make it all. So you kind of know what you're going to be able to do during competition. But it's always great to see, like, different teams come. We've had teams from, like, Turkey, Mexico, France. It's just everyone coming together. Sometimes you don't even speak the same language. But this FIRST Robotics in general just brings everyone all together, hoping to see what other people have created and what we can do together as a team.
So, Jane, do you know yet what the robot's going to look like? Like, is there a vision in your heads?
As of yesterday, we did hopefully finalize our design. You know, it might change depending on what we need. But it's going to be, like, a tall arm, and then it, like, it tilts outward. It's hard to describe
for the folks listening.
It's an arm that swings outward and then we'll be able to reach and pick things up and, like, use, like, a claw, like, to grab.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was picturing, too. Yeah. If you guys had just called me, I could have told you that. Come on. So, Coach, what is the goal for your team every year?
Every year is just to learn, have fun, and expand in our interests in things outside that maybe the classroom can't give every single day, and just build things and be creative. And these, you know, they're the captains of the team and do a fantastic job.
They're incredible.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So impressive.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have captains that I have this year, because this is my first year coaching.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So they're really the ones who run the team, and it's a very student-led team, and we can, you know, guide them along the way, but really they're making the decisions. So they're the ones who, when they say they came up with a decision yesterday, that was their decision, right? So, but really it's all about just advancing our knowledge base and having fun while doing it.
So back to the skills, I wanted to find out more about what you feel like you're learning through robotics. Because what I'm hearing from what you've said so far, you all are essentially teenage engineers, Gabby.
Yeah. So I feel like for me, obviously, wanting to go into a STEM field, engineering, but robotics as a whole has taught me how to communicate with people, communicate my ideas, but also, as a woman in STEM, also how to face often problems that I'm going to face in the STEM field. My ideas not being heard, my opinion not being loud enough, my voice not being loud enough for the crowd of men that I have to lead every day. But in robotics and with the support of my coaches and fellow captains, I've learned skills to help me overcome those challenges that I hope to use later in life in the face of misogyny.
I love that. What about you, Jane? What do you think you're learning through robotics?
For me, I've learned a lot more about, like, first of all, mechanical stuff, which I was a complete moron on before. I didn't know how to use a drill. I didn't know how to use a screwdriver.
I find that hard to believe.
Never a moron, Jane.
No, yeah, the team has taught me a lot. And I've learned about how electronic systems work. It's taught me, like, I've started considering, like, new majors for college. I'm thinking of going into computer engineering now.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What part of it attracts you, you think?
It's like programming, but it's also like utilizing the skills I've learned on the team with electronics to create new things, create new computers, create new machines. And that's really exciting because I love physical and digital stuff.
Oh, I love that. What about you, Joaquin? What do you ultimately want to do in the future?
I want to overall just build things. I love being able to work with materials in my hands and being able to physically see what I'm creating along its path to completion. And so robotics really just gives me the opportunity to see every piece that I create go into something that will eventually create this massive robot that goes into competing against teams all across the world who have done the exact same thing. But just because they've done the exact same thing doesn't mean that the robots come out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes robotics so special, because we get to see what everyone brings to the table.
And how everyone interpreted the exact same, you know, mm-hmm. set of instructions
yep.
and came up with something totally different. I think that that's mm-hmm. that's pretty cool. That's the part where I would be fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what do you hope these kids learn?
I think just the overall iterative process of engineering and building things. There's so much in robotics. We tell them all the time, there's never nothing to do. There's always things to do, because we talk about building robots. But there's so much more to it. There's how do we work together as a team? How do we share our ideas, collaborate?
What's it like for you to see them problem solve like this and grow?
Well, I'll bring up Jane because she's here. And like last year, like Jane was on our electronics sub team. And at the beginning of the year, she definitely was somebody who was enthusiastic about it and wanted to learn, but was very quiet and reserved and didn't say that much. But then by the end of the year, like you could just see a change in her. She knew more about what was going on and felt the confidence to like go do it
mm-hmm.
and talk to people about it. And, you know, and that's just one person. There's, you know,
that's
we have a
awesome.
Team of over 100 kids who are on the team.
Oh, that many.
Yeah, we break it off, and we have like we call it the core team, competition robot engineers.
is this the core team right here?
This is the three captains.
The three captains.
Three of the captains. We have five captains. Well, we have four captains, and Gabby's our project manager. So
okay,
she's really the boss. Gabby's the one that's going to boss everybody around. Yeah. She does a great job of that. But then there's like 22 of them who are the core robot engineers.
Yeah. How much of your time does this take? I'm curious. This is the mom speaking to you. When are you going to be home?
I mean, last year we would stay in the lab until 6, and that was
PM?
6
yep.
p.m. We would get out at school at 3:15, 2:56 on Wednesdays, and stay until 6. And we just work away 5 days a week, the occasional Saturdays, which are like 4 or 5 hours. But now we stay until 5:30, still 5 days a week, mm-hmm. still Saturdays that are like 5 hours.
You're but committed.
We are committed.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time outside the lab, too, trying to get done things done. Anything that can't be done physically mm-hmm. might get done outside the lab.
They also spend a lot of time, even not during competition season. This entire fall, they've been here almost every day after school.
Really?
And they don't have to be. After the season's over, I'm sure we'll take a little bit of a break. But then after that, I'm sure they'll come back.
Well, they clearly enjoy it, right, Joaquin?
For sure. It's like I love being in the lab and just being able to have a job to do and being able to complete it in general. And then seeing that go to something else and then just repeat, rinse and repeat always. And just being in that lab in general just gives me like a sense of purpose that I'm here to do something and I love getting stuff done.
Yeah. We have talked a bit on this show before about AI tech, right? I'm talking about things like ChatGPT, mm-hmm. which the coach is nodding, you know all about. So combine that with robots. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you welcome our new robot overlords?
it's an interesting topic because I don't really know too much of how it's going to go. Like you see one article is like, they're getting too powerful. You see another article is like, it's only like the first stages, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
for me, I feel like there's always like going to be the opposite reaction to it. So like, it's crazy. It's great technology that's coming forward. We're going to see these advances. It's getting a little strong, and then we're going to see the other sides be like, no, start getting rid of technology. Let's go back to the old days, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking a lot about how much you're learning, about building and creating. So my question, my next question is for all of you. I'm wondering, do you have a dream goal or maybe a dream idea of something that you want to build? You first, Gabby.
Oh, what do I want to build? Oh, like on our robot or like in the world?
The world is yours.
So, okay. I feel like with robotics, with the skills that I've learned in the world, I want to create a robot that can help people that are less fortunate in the world, less fortunate in lower income communities like South America and Asia and Africa. There are so many communities that we often overlook that don't have the technology that we have, and helping prevent issues such as natural disasters. I think I want to do something to help those communities so that they can thrive and survive like we have.
All right, follow that, Jane.
My answer feels weak now. I want
to
be a game dev.
I'm thinking over here. What am I going to do?
I'm just kidding.
I'm joking.
What's the dream thing that you want
to
build?
Oh, I'd like to make video games, maybe. I know that's like what every programmer says, but it's like the most fun, you know?
Yeah. And you get to test them out.
I know. That's most fun.
What about you, Joaquin?
I want to build something just absolutely massive, and just like when someone walks up to it, I want them to be overwhelmed with a sense of awe, and I want to make sure that I'm able to build it all myself, like my life's work. So it's like a massive machine, like mining machines that are just absolutely massive in the scope of like a human size, but I want to be the one that does every little part of it so I can say, this was all me.
Yeah. What do you think, Coach? What are some ways you think robotics are doing good in the world? After hearing Gabby's response, I'm inspired.
I think they just answered it. They're the thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're the thing that is doing good in this world, and exposing them to those things and letting them be creative and have that opportunity to do that, and seeing where they're going to go is really, it's what I like seeing.
Yeah. Well, we recently saw that you guys are on TikTok.
Yes.
So you're doing a lot of work, but it's not all work, right? It sounds like there's some fun in this experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody want to tell me about that? Who's the brains behind the TikToks?
It is someone that's actually not here with us. She is her name's Maddie. She is our catter, meaning she works in our fusion. She's one of the masterminds behind the 3D
building. Maddie.
Shout out to Maddie. We love Maddie. But she kind of brought up the idea, like, show people that robotics is more than just all of these nerdy people getting in a room, all of them building a robot. She wanted to show that we can have fun, and that we have fun doing what we're doing, so that other people, younger kids, can see that it's not boring and that there is fun to robotics.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun. And guess what? You're probably going to land on the Reset TikTok, too.
Yeah.
All right. We've been talking with Lane Tech High School's robotics team, students Gabby Weffer, Joaquin Valencia, and Jane Bazell, as well as their head coach, Robert Berg. Thank you all for coming down and nerding out with us about robots.
Great.
Thanks so much for having us. It was great.
This episode of Reset was produced and edited by Meha Ahmed. Stay in the know when it comes to news, politics, and culture by subscribing to our podcast. And when you do, leave us a rating and tell a friend. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you on Monday.